More resources for security forces and social intervention programs, and bill to allow withdrawal from NHT passed in the lower house. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell.
Calling young people 15 to 29 years old. Nominations are now open for the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence. Categories include agriculture, arts and culture, entrepreneurship, leadership, sports, science and technology, environmental protection. There's also a Jamaica 55 commemorative category for youth engaged in community-based volunteerism. Access nomination forms at youthjamaica.com, moe.gov.jm, or at youth information centers island-wide. For more information, email info@youthjamaica.com or call 978-7654 or 978-5347. Nominations close August 31.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says additional resources will be provided to the security forces and for implementation of social intervention programs as part of efforts to address crime.
There has to be an allocation of resources to the police and to the army and to MOCA. But more so, we will have to make some special allocations for social intervention. But we are going to insist that the force uses the resources that they get far more efficiently than they presently do.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking in the House of Representatives last Wednesday during the debate on the Law Reform Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Bill. The bill gives members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Defence Force certain powers that are required to address serious crimes, while at the same time upholding the rule of law and protecting the fundamental rights and freedoms of citizens. It also provides for the Prime Minister to declare any geographically defined area as a zone of special operations and empowers members of the Joint Security Forces to search a person, vehicle or place without a warrant within a zone if they reasonably suspect that an offence has been, is being or is about to be committed. The debate on the bill followed the tabling of two separate reports from the Joint Select Committee established to examine the legislation. In opening the debate, Minister of Justice Delroy Chock said the country is seeing not only an escalation of crime, but there is no regard to gender, age or circumstances.
We are in a situation where gunmen rampaging across communities, and the frightening thing is this culture of silence. Communities are under siege. The people across Jamaica are afraid. We cannot allow these gunmen, these gangsters, a couple of hundreds of them, to be ruling and taking over Jamaica. We must put these gunmen and gangsters on the run.
The bill was passed with 18 amendments and has been sent to the Senate for its approval. And the government is to continue withdrawing $11.4 billion annually from the National Housing Trust, the NHT, to support the budget for the next 4 years. Legislation to effect this was passed in the House of Representatives last Wednesday. The National Housing Trust Amendment Special Provisions Bill was piloted by Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw. In his remarks, Minister Shaw said the government has decided to continue the withdrawal as one of the revenue measures adopted to support the government's budget for fiscal year 2017-2018.
This measure is to continue for another 4 years, and the financing provided will be by way of distribution, grant or otherwise, as may be determined by the Minister of Finance.
Mr. Shaw noted that while the government reluctantly opted to continue this revenue measure, the rationale is that without its implementation, the government will be forced to levy even more new taxes, adding to the already high tax burden on Jamaicans. He further noted that without the revenue measures, the government will be forced to cut expenditure on important programs.
This measure must be viewed against the background of fundamental tax reform as well. That is, the continued shift from direct to indirect taxation for purposes of equity and the need to create the breathing space over the medium term to undertake public spending reforms, which will take time to implement and the benefit of which will only occur over the medium term.
The NHT drawdown will continue until the financial year ending March 31, 2021. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.